This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So, hi, guys.
What was it about this project that made you want to both produce with Joaquin and star in it? I mean, was it the character? Was it the project overall? Was it?
Well, I had worked with James on The Yards, and he was writing his next screenplay, and he asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. He originally had set it up at Warner Brothers. I had introduced him to Lorenzo de Bonaventura after we made Three Kings, and I finished The Yards, and I was very excited about my experience working with James and just thought he was a super talent. And so he wrote the script with me in mind, and then it was very difficult to get it off the ground. And when he finally got it going, got it out of Warner Brothers, and we had approached a couple of independent financiers, and we were finally able to get the movie made. So anything that James is going to do, I would love to be a part of.
Why is it so hard to get films like this financed? Why do you think studios don't like taking risks anymore?
Well, I think originally they had it budgeted for like $50 million, and I think they ended up making the movie for like 20 or maybe $21 million. So it was just an expensive movie, and it was a risk that they didn't feel like they were willing to take, I guess. But we were glad that we got to make it the way we did. I think with the amount of money that was spent, it really became a labor of love, and everybody just committed their time. And James is the kind of perfectionist that if given the opportunity, he'd still be shooting right now. So it was good that he only had a certain amount of money to work with.
What you lost with 30 million?
Just my salary. I don't know what Joaquin makes, but my salary for sure. So, but it was at a really tough time because I was about to make another movie. I was about to have my second child. I had left shortly after my first child was born to work, and that was a very difficult experience. So luckily he was able to work it out where, this is something that I was trying to get made for such a long time, and then it got to the point where I didn't know if I was going to be able to be a part of it, which was difficult for me. And, I had just worked on The Departed with Marty, and I didn't want to, just play cops. Although this is a very different role, still, putting on the uniform just kind of reminds people of something in the past. So, but it was like I said, he was able to work it out. I shot for like 4.5 weeks, and then I was able to go off and do the other movie. So it worked out great.
Now that G.I. Joe is happening, are you still up for the role of Duke?
Oh, I have no idea. Lorenzo was talking about it months back when we were promoting Shooter, but I haven't seen a script, and it's
have you in contact with
Steven? No, and it's the idea of it seems pretty out there. They haven't really told me tonally what they're going for, so we'll see. We're training to do the fighter, and everything else is up in the air.
Does fatherhood tend to limit you or something, but do your priorities change as an actor with that role?
Definitely. Certainly the kind of roles that I'm going to play, it would be extremely difficult to sign on to do a movie like Boogie Nights now, knowing that I have little kids and certainly a little girl who asks a ton of questions at 4, so I think by, it could be like 7 or 8, I'm going to still have to have the conversation. But, and I don't want to work forever. I've been really focused on me for quite some time now, and, they're definitely the priority. So I figure, I got a few more years to work really hard, and then, if I can make a movie every year and a half or something, then that would be nice.
You did another film focusing on brothers. So do you just like the dynamic between the family, love, hate, or whatever it is between
brothers? Yeah, certainly. I mean, I come from a very large family, and I can certainly identify with that.
How's the training going on?
It's going good. A lot of early mornings. I've been training since I started training last October. So I've been training for almost a year now. And still got some training ahead of me.
How rigorous is the training? What kind of training do you
buy? Boxing training, 2 hours a day. Mickey Ward is one of my favorite fighters of all time. And I think there have been some great boxing movies made, but I don't think anybody's ever really looked the part of a champion. And I want to do him justice.
What's the shooting schedule for that? When do you get started?
With all the strike talk and everything, nobody really knows. So just kind of be prepared when the day comes and hope the day comes. You never know. with everything that's going on.
What do you do with a boxing genre to make it different from all the... I mean, because you're right, it is such an established genre.
Well, I'm going to do the same thing like I did in Invincible. I'm going to really get in there and make it real. You know, the way fights are covered now, you know, if you watch... There's a great middleweight fight on tonight that I can't wait to watch. When you see the way they can cover these fights, you know, that you can't do the big looping punches and the big reactions. You got to go in there and you got to take a couple shots.
Well, like we talked for Cinderella Man, I remember the producer said they sat and they screened a lot of boxing scenes from past films with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this looks artificial, this looks real. And then the director had him get in and actually mix it up without going for haymakers. Are you guys going to choreograph this thing down to a T, or are you going to go in there and mix it up a little
bit? We're going to go in there and mix it up. I mean, certainly, you know, he has some very, you know, historical fights and rounds. So there are things that we'll have to duplicate, and you know, certainly anything that me and Brad do training wise, they had to the brothers spar together because they couldn't afford sparring partners and stuff like that. So yeah, we're going to have to get in there and make it real.
And Mark, can you talk about the coolest part about working with Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, I love Joaquin. You know, we have this chemistry and there's a familiarity there that, you know, you could just kind of rely on one another. But he's intense too. So, you know, he was smoking a lot of cigarettes this movie, and he wants to talk about every scene. You know, you get in a room and you're in a room for 2 hours in the morning. It's first thing in the morning. He must smoke 12, 15 cigarettes, just kind of mumbling about how much he hates the scene and the lines, and my part's great but his part's bad. And then, of course, you know, we get in there and do it. That's when it all kind of happens, you know. You know, my approach is to, you know, the lines. James is extremely specific, so I'll go to him right away, and I'll tell him basically to give me a line reading of the whole scene, because I know, you know, it'll turn into that anyway. You know, he'll tell you, okay, show me. No, you probably know better than I do, and then you'll do something and be like, that's not what I'm looking for. And it'll kind of show you anyway. So I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'm not going to do that with a first-time director, certainly. But, you know, with a writer-director with such a specific vision, I don't mind being there to just do what he asks me.
He told me in Toronto that that he doesn't particularly enjoy the process of acting that much. And he's very, you know, and I'm just wondering if that's real or if that's something he projects just to protect himself from.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, he's... I think he enjoys it, but, you know, I think he likes also being a kind of dark, tormented artist. You know.
When you have a scene partner like that, I mean, do you just let him go? Or do you say, look, shut up and let's just do the scene? I mean, do you let a guy grouse like that, or do you...
I think I just left the room and went to my trailer and took a little nap or something. Let him and James figure it out. But, no, you know, everybody's process is different. You know, working with Bobby Duvall, I mean, the guy's playing my dad. He's the only actor that I ever saw in every movie, and he reminded me of my real dad. So when I found out that he was playing the part, I was ecstatic. And he just kind of comes in, and, you know, he knows his lines, and we just try to make it real. And, you know, but like I said, everybody's process is different.
I'm not sure, are you still involved at all in Entourage, and how surprised are you by that show's extraordinary, almost cult-like success?
Thrilled with the success. We got the ball rolling, and everything else is up to this guy now sitting in the corner. This is my manager and partner, Steve. But no, those guys, they're so good, and they're on such a roll. You just want to tune in on Sunday like everybody else. I stopped watching the dailies. I wait till the rough cuts come.
How much longer do you think it'll stay on there? Is there a finite... Inside,
you know, until those guys self-destruct, you know, until Piven implodes. It's all, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, they can go as long as they want to go. I mean, it's the number one show on the network, and I can't go anywhere without somebody coming up and telling me how much they love the Entourage. Young, old, men, women, it's just one of those things. So I'm thrilled, you know. And they're, you know, they're not compromising as far as the quality of material goes. You know, we only can really churn out 12 to 14 episodes, but each one is better than the last. So,
can you tell us how it's going with The Happening?
It's happening. It's happening. It's no, I love working with Knight. I've never seen a filmmaker work so smoothly and is so prepared. first day we had a scene that was probably 5 pages long, and I figured, well, we'll probably do this for a good 3 or 4 days, and we were done by lunch. And I was like, whoa. Okay, so I'm very glad that I never tried directing myself until I worked with Knight. I think of all the guys that I've worked with, I think his is a style that I would really try to emulate.
Do you plan on directing? I mean, here you are producing.
I'd love to give it a shot, for sure. You know, I got, you know, I definitely got the interest. Sorry.
I was just going to ask you if you could talk about your character and, you know, filming on location.
And the ending.
I'll just tell you the ending. I play a science teacher. Definitely a part that people will be extremely surprised that I decided to play. He's constantly reminding me how I need to walk. Oh, that looks too tough. That looks too hip. You're a science teacher, you know. But I love it. It's really about the characters and their relationship in the midst of this crazy thing that's happening. So I'm thrilled. We only have a week left. It's probably one of the biggest movies I've been a part of, and you know, yet we're only shooting 44 days. And the longest day has been a 12-hour day, and the short days have been like 8-9 hours. And he gave away yesterday, for instance, that, you know, every Friday he gives away, he gave away a trip for 7 days in the Greek islands to a crew member, a guy from the lighting, I think from the audio department one. And the week before, somebody got a 7-day trip somewhere else in the Caribbean. I was like, what's going on, man?
What's your prize?
But it's a special experience.
What's our prize?
And I do whatever he wants me to do, and, you know, hopefully the end result will be satisfying. But he's thrilled, and I have a very, very good feeling about it.
Did you go back to school and learn how to be do you do research?
Science was the only subject that I didn't take while taking my GED exam. So first thing I did when I got to Philly is I went to the Ben Franklin Institute, and trying to do as much as possible. But there's very little stuff in the classroom, and the classroom stuff is really about showing his relationship and his connection to students. He's not the most adult teacher, and his wife wants him to be more adult, and he wants to be more like a kid, and he connects with his kids, and he's great with his kids. But it was a fun experience.
For this role, did you need any more research, or what are you done with what you got for the department?
No, because my main focus on this was studying post-traumatic stress, dealing with that. I had done some research on it when we was doing Three Kings, but I think that was the big focus. I certainly didn't need to worry about any, you know, police department stuff. And there was a lot more I was speaking a lot more Russian in the movie. I don't think I've seen the final cut, but I believe that some of the Russian is cut out.
You do speak some, though.
Yeah.
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 Can you talk about what's going on with the Brazilian job?
I don't know what's happening with the Brazilian job. You know, they keep talking about it. We'll see. We don't, you know, we want to make it if we can make it better than the first one, you know. And that goes for any other sequel that they're talking about, whether it's that or The Departed or anything else. We don't want to just do it. There's plenty of other ways to, you know, make a bad movie or get a paycheck. You know, I want to, you know, do that some justice if possible.
Any other pre-strike talks that you're in for anything else, or anything that would be done?
There's some other stuff that we're looking at, but nothing locked down and nothing, you know, written in stone. So.
Last question,
You say you want to direct. Are you actively looking and pursuing projects as a director?
No. I just think when the right thing comes my way, I'll kind of know that that's the thing that I should take that leap with.
Do you enjoy producing?
Yeah, I love it. Anytime we can help talented people, you know, bring their vision to life, it's a beautiful thing.
How's Joaquin as a producing partner as opposed to an acting partner?
Well, let's put it this way. He called me and said there was a scene in the movie that he didn't like, and we're producers, so we should do something about it. It's a scene that he's in, and I'm like, well, what about it? He goes, I don't know. I didn't see the movie. I'm like, what are you talking about? You got to see the movie. He's like, no, you're the producer. You got to tell James to cut it out. And I'm like, well, you're the producer. You got to watch the movie and tell me what you're talking about. So, but he doesn't like watching himself, so...
The big question is it the Red Sox year?
I don't know. 2004 was. I can't get greedy. Thank you. You know, but I think they're going to win the division. My hope was that.
No, they won the division yesterday.
No, did the Yankees lose?
Yeah.
Yankees lost.
Yeah.
They had an 8-6 lead.
They lost in 10, and the Red Sox won the division yesterday.
My real hope was that the Yankees didn't make the playoffs.
No, that's
with that kind of team. Yeah, they got the wild card, but
yeah.
that was my dream. But we'll see. Patriots look good. Yeah. Patriots are really good.
Exactly.
And the Celtics would be strong. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.